Spring again, I'll bring again tulips from Amsterdam.
Hello.
Welcome to the We're Not Racist
and We Love Gays podcast. We're your hosts, Ben Adams.
And I'm Lenny Sherman.
Hello, hello, hello. Everyone's welcome. Come on in. Come on in.
Come in.
Here we are again, once again on Skype. We're here because, yet again, what are you up to, Lenny?
We're on our travels. I'm actually in Turkey. I don't know if you've noticed, but I've been over to Turkey and a head transplant.
Ah, nice. Do you know what? I did notice that you were a little bit different.
No,
but they've done a good job, though. You can barely notice.
Like, I know, like, looks like me, doesn't it?
Yeah, no, that's good, because what happened to your old head?
Well, it was a present from your girlfriend, because the other one, like, I kept getting headaches as well.
Yeah, yeah.
And the other one was getting a bit worn out and that, so she just treated me. And also, apparently,
bless her.
It's a very good, it stops ADHD as well.
Oh, really?
Oh, so, yeah, I didn't want to take any chances. That was a very loving gift from
my girlfriend. Lovely. What, so she was worried you had ADHD and said, look, I'll get you a head transplant?
She just surprised me.
Oh.
Went out on a date, she said, I've got your present, a little card opened up. There's a head transplant voucher.
Amazing.
And that's, she made you fly out to Turkey. Wednesday, I flew out, had it done. Thursday and Friday, 2-day job.
Yeah.
Thursday, they take the old one off, and then you have to come back the next day. Next afternoon, so next morning, just went down the beach and in Turkey with no head.
Yeah.
Done a bit of shopping and that.
I bet you got a few looks with no head walking around.
But there's
quite a few people over there having it done, so I suppose.
Yeah, you see them. A lot of them don't really go out there, but I went out. I wanted to make the most of it, enjoy the beaches and that. But they know what's going on out there, so it's pretty.
That's like lots of people go to Turkey, don't they? Get their teeth done, get their hair done.
Yeah.
And obviously a head transplant as well.
Head transplant, that's the thing now, yeah. A lot of them have it done. I see a celebrity there, actually. Bob Geldof, he was having it done.
Really?
Yeah.
He needs a new head, Bob Geldof.
Yeah, no, he was all right, actually. Quite a nice fellow. Said he listens to the podcast.
Oh, yeah, nice. Lovely.
He's not a Patreon. So I said, get on a Patreon, Bob. I said, there's lots of exclusive content.
Oh, did he say?
If you're listening to it, it's only fair. I went and bought Feed the World many moons ago, your record, and the other one, I Don't Like Mondays.
I Don't Like Mondays.
I see him, actually. It was a Monday when I see him. No, what am I talking about? That was a Wednesday, wasn't it? He was really happy.
Yeah,
he
nice.
Was really in a good mood.
Nice, yeah, because by then he's sort of gotten over
it.
It
was a Wednesday,
He should do another song called Tell Me Why I Bloody Love Wednesdays.
That's the B-side.
Check
it out, yeah.
Oh, nice. Check it out, gang.
He's got an old album, haven't they? Their first album, the opening songs, I Don't Like Mondays.
Then I Love Wednesday.
And then the other song after that, they've got Tuesdays, they're all right.
Yeah.
Bloody Love Wednesdays.
Thursdays Are My Jam. I like that one.
I'm a big fan of Fridays Are the Bollocks.
Yeah. Fridays are the bollocks.
I really like Shit Hot Saturday as well. That's a good one.
Shit Hot Saturday's good. And also Super Sunday, I like as
Super
well.
Sunday. Yeah,
nice chill. Because, like, the end of the album, it's nice.
Electronic, isn't it?
Yeah.
Electronic, yeah. Yeah, good album.
I love that. Yeah, check it out, guys.
The Weekday album.
Yeah. That's good. I like it. You're probably wondering where I am.
I was just about to ask, Ben. Where are you, Ben?
I am in London.
Got in your hand?
I'm not at home. Nothing.
I thought you had something in your hand.
No.
Graphics when you lift your hand up.
Because there's someone asleep. She's had a really rough... I mean, I'd say she's had a rough year, but she's certainly had a rough couple of days. I am looking after Holly Willoughby today.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm looking after her.
Are you going there, yeah?
Yeah, I thought I'd come round and just make sure she's all right, because I don't know if you know the news. She almost got kidnapped. She almost got kidnapped, yeah. It was a kidnapped
child. I heard something about it. They charged someone, haven't they?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They got him. But just in case, I think his name is James Plum.
James,
he was a bloody plum.
One of Philip Schofield's mates.
Maybe, allegedly. Maybe. But this is the thing, Holly, she's had such a terrible year, and she's like, she keeps saying to me, like, the problem is, Ben, everybody hates me now. People keep slagging me off, and now this. And I'm just here to obviously give moral support to help her out.
Are you doing stand up to him as well?
Little bit of stand up. I'm, yeah, trying not to be. Yeah, I'm doing a little bit, but I'm trying to stay away from anything that's like.
You're getting a lot of this work lately where you're going to help fight distressed
people. Do you know what? I prefer it to stand up. I like, I'm helping so many people. The knife crime, the Holly Willoughby, and I'm at Lawrence Fox's next week. I'll be able to record, but.
He's hired you.
Yeah, Lawrence Fox. Yeah, 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 yeah. He wants me to stop him smoking. He says he keeps smoking. Every time he has an interview, he's smoking.
So, you just go there and do a bit of, what are you going to do, like a stand-up set to make.
Do you know what? It's not even coming that. It's more just chatting now and sort of entertaining him. It's a lot of slapstick. Lawrence likes a lot of slapstick, so I'll go around there. I hit my head with a couple of pans. Yeah, no, it's nice. Whereas Holly, she's into the more wittier stuff. You know, I'll give her a few jokes here and there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I remember. No, I know. Well, it works, obviously, because remember my uncle Rodriguez, you helped him give up smoking with a frying pan routine, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah.
He was on viewers and listeners. He was my uncle Rodriguez. He was 78, and he had been smoking since he was three. Start young in there. Yeah. He's Mexican descent, and he started smoking free. He was on about 40 a day. Mm. How old was he? 76, 78?
77. Yeah, 77. Well, when I met him, he was 77.
Yeah. And I said to him, listen, my mate Ben, he'll help you give up smoking. Mm. No, 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 senor, no, senor. I said, I'm telling you.
Yeah, yeah.
He's going, well, you hypnotized?
Yeah.
No, no, no. He will do a stand-up routine a slapstick stand-up routine with about a frying pan. Yeah. And you will knock it on the head like that. I guarantee you.
He loved it.
He wasn't having it, was he? Didn't believe us.
He loved, no, but then, sure enough, I went over there. Like, throw a banana on the floor.
You low cut. I said, just give it a go. Give it a go, yeah. Uncle Wedgery. And then what happened, Ben?
Literally, I go round there. One day it took me. I put a banana on the floor. I got straight away. I'm on my ass. He's pissing himself. He phoned you up, didn't he? He slept. It's so funny. I give up smoking because he slept. And I was like, oh. Man, I'm so pleased. I was just chuffed to help him. Like, I'll help anyone.
Much appreciate. All the family are very grateful.
If anyone else needs some stop smoking advice, like, you know.
Just general support.
Just general support. I'm here. But, yeah, so Holly's asleep.
But you specialise in, like, tragedies, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah,
man. Just go around there, do a bit of stand up
and
get them out of it. Get them through it. Sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But, I try and do my best, but look, I'm no hero. I'm not
very
trying.
Very noble.
Thank you, mate. Thank you. But yeah, so that's why. Yeah, we're not together. Just too much going on. Holly Willoughby, you know, you got your head transplant, and
yeah,
it happens, doesn't it? It happens. I tell you what. Speaking of that, speaking of helping everyone out, I'm hoping you can help me out a bit today.
Go on, mate.
You know. Life, you struggle. It's getting a bit hard at the moment for me. I'm struggling a little bit, trying, teetering on the edge. And it's a struggle. I'm doing my stand up, I'm doing my gigs, I'm doing my exercises.
Hire yourself to get yourself out of it.
Yeah. Well, no, I need some slapstick. I need something. But yeah, it's just a bit of a struggle at the moment. I've got some work coming up, it's all right, but I think everyone's sort of feeling it. I mean, I say everyone. People I know are feeling it a little bit. There's a little bit of a, what are we going to do? What's going on? No?
Like this.
Like, oh, every day. Like, oh, the struggle. So I'm looking for some advice, some tips.
Yeah. From me?
From you.
Fire away.
Well, so I need some tips. What am I doing? Like, you know, I'm doing my exercises, right? I get up early. I'm trying to keep busy. I'm working on myself. I'm working on little bits here and there. I'm trying to diverse my stuff a little bit. The stand-up's still all right, but I'm trying to, do other things.
I'm sensing the stand-up's pissing you off a bit at the moment.
It's really pissing me off at the
moment. Why is that?
I just find it a bit boring. I'm just finding it a bit the same. Like, when you go to gigs, watch the same sort of acts, and it's just boring me. And also, so I was speaking to a guy the other day, right, who was doing a competition. And I said to him, rather negatively, I said to him, look, because he was quite excited, and I said to him, look, it's probably, if there's anyone who's a different race to you or who's got a disability, you don't really have a chance. You don't really have a chance. Very negative of me. But then the next, and he went there, no, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. Next day, the guy who won was a Chinese man with autism.
Oh.
And I was like, I don't like being negative, but when it's backed up, it's like, oh, I can.
We'll be right back in just a minute. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, podcast listeners. It's Derek Igloo here. Podcast listeners, if you enjoy the show and want to support us, consider becoming a patron on Patreon. www.patreon.com/WNRWLG. You'll get access to exclusive perks, early episodes, behind-the-scenes content, and Patreon-only episodes. Please join the Patreon community and support us, your friends, your brothers. Thanks for your support. To adjust the script needed to match your podcast style and tone. Join the Patreon, you mug. Geezer.
You attracted it for him. Law of attraction.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe.
If he wouldn't have said nothing, he'd have probably won.
Maybe. But, yeah, I don't know. The stand-up's getting to me. Everything. I keep seeing TikToks. And videos, a lot of stand-ups at the moment getting into the old, I'm going to do online videos. And you think, come on, give it a rest.
I'll get you on a tip.
Yeah, I want a tip.
Don't look at it.
Yeah. Simple. Yeah.
And we've said this before. You think of your body like a car engine. You put good petrol in. You put good oil in.
Yeah, okay, I'll get that.
You don't pull up in Tesco's petrol garage forecourt, number four. Get your old bill out and start pissing in it, do you?
No, that's
what,
true.
What would happen?
No, the car would break down, wouldn't it?
Exactly.
It would break down.
So don't piss in your...
Okay. I struggle to do... How do you not look at things? How do you not...
Look at something else. So I'll do this routinely. We've been over this, but even if you tap in positive thinking... In YouTube, beg your pardon. Yeah. I have my favourite ones. I like Wayne Dyer, Norman Vincent Peale, but I'm open to others. I quite like that David Goggins. On my Instagram, I sort of set my Instagram. Not that I go on them too much. My Instagram is not really... Like, when I went on Facebook, I originally went on Facebook. I'm not on Facebook now. But when I went on Facebook, originally was when I started stand-up comedy. And I was told, you've got to get on there to network, which was true.
Yeah.
So I would just... add as many people as possible, even if I didn't know, just to get myself out there, just getting a big audience, so to speak, and networking with other comedians and all that. And in time, some of them dropped off, they stopped doing comedy and moved on and this, that, and the other, blah, blah, blah. But when I got onto Instagram a few years later, I purposely only followed people who I liked and were positive.
Yeah.
So not gonna like, and Instagram's slightly different. A lot of Facebook people would be moaning and talk about politics or getting outraged, this, you don't really get that on Instagram. But what I did do on Instagram, I flooded it with like motivational pages, positive thinking pages.
So you don't get suggested anything other
spiritual pages. Well, you've got to flush it out. Point being, instead of watching that, when you go to watch TikTok, I mean, I'm on TikTok, but I'll just, and I've not been on it long, but I post stuff on there and I don't scroll through TikTok at all.
I'm terrible.
I don't follow. So what you've got to do, you've got to change that habit.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I've got my go-tos, but you don't necessarily, you might have your favourites. I'll send you some stuff, but like, especially on Instagram, so I follow a lot of them pages, so they come up automatically in my thing. But then again, you can just, even on there, even on any social media, you can tap in. I've sort of done that on Facebook to an extent, following positive thinking
pages. Yeah, yeah.
Or motivational,
well, okay.
Stuff like that.
But obviously, yeah, that's good advice. I'd like to do that. But then even when I say I don't want to see any of this person, I don't want to see any of this, still comes up all the time. Recently, this is a stupid thing to get annoyed about, but this is how my brain works because I'm mad. Star Wars, right? Can't stand Star Wars. Can't stand it anymore. Drives me mad.
I would have thought you'd be a Star Wars man.
Not anymore. No, they've ruined it. It's been completely ruined. Right. We'll get into that a little bit later on. But this is what sort of goes through my head and annoys me. But so I get every day Star Wars. Watch this new Star Wars series. The new Star Wars series, mate. It annoys me because I know it's not. I know it's rubbish. I don't want to see it. I cross it off. I've seen bits of the series. Awful. But that's my personal opinion. If you like it, good on you. Well done. I'm glad you enjoy something. But I cross it off. I say, no more Star Wars. I even type in, don't show me Star Wars. And sure enough, every day it pops up. Oh, the new Star. I think things like, and then that. Then there's a load of other examples. Drives me mad. I've done it.
It still comes up.
It still comes up.
Well, just you've got to have a bit more strength and willpower.
Yeah, I know. Well, this is it.
Go on to these. Like, have you got a favorite? You watch some of this positive thinking stuff.
Yeah.
Have you got a favourite one that you like in particular? Or just have a look on
Jordan Peterson. I love Jordan Peterson.
A lot of people, he's quite, well, anything I've seen of him has been pretty positive.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah. Well, I've seen him. I haven't followed him ardently. But when I see him, he's sort of like seems pretty sensible.
Well, I was doing a thing. Motivation. I was doing a thing where every morning I was getting up, walking around and listening to something, a positive book, to an audio book. But it's sort of just, I haven't kept up that habit, and I should probably get back to that.
There's a guy I like. He's not massive, but he's called Zach Dixon. He's an Australian guy, quite young as well. He's really good. And he does little 5-minute meditations and stuff like that.
Nice.
I like all that. I listen to affirmations things as well. I like them. I like the affirmations. They really help me.
Yeah.
They're really, it's quite magical, to be honest with you, from my experience at times. You have to get into it, get into a routine, work out a plan. But yeah, just go on to YouTube and start watching them and get into them. Because it's not like, it won't be a struggle. When you find the ones you like, you enjoy what you're not like forcing yourself and like,
no.
But it's what I mean. And they do always sort of, I know you've done stuff like that, or even like religious stuff, if you like that. It's all like positive, spiritual.
For me, it's a routine. It's the routine of getting into it. So I went to church the other night. Loved it. Really nice. But sometimes I miss it some weeks because I just don't get into that routine.
Well, don't worry about it. Don't let that get you down. The river never runs straight. Just carry back on, pick yourself up.
Yeah, that's true. I guess the thing is to acknowledge it and then go, right, sort it out.
That's what I've done that in the past. Like, if I'm trying to give something up, this was a real game changer for me. So over the course of time, say I'm trying to give something up. Say when I used to get on it, like sniff in the past, and then you'd leave it alone for a while, and then you'd have an every weekend, and you'd get on it. You're like, oh no, I got on it, and then that's it now. Whereas you can go, right, I'm going to bounce back. I did do it for 3 weeks. Right, I'll aim for 4 weeks this time. And normally, what happens when you get to 4 weeks anyway, sort of out your system anyway. But not always, and you will get on it. But don't let it hold you back. Let it drive you. This should sort of take the attitude of, because everything, like I'll go to the gym, and I've been going consistently for about 3 years, but there has been occasions when I don't think I've never, maybe once or twice, just ain't felt like it. But if I've had injuries or something, that can be frustrating, especially when I was doing Thai boxing, done that solid for 15 months. And I'll get injured, so I couldn't train. But so it doesn't, and you lose a bit of progress then. But you come back.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
You've got a very strong mind. You've got a very strong.
Yeah, you know I mean, we'll, but I worked at it. But in other ways, I'll need to do work on it. But even like I'll go gym consistently, right? And then I make a note of everything I do. I write on my notes. So when I go gym, for instance, I done shoulders yesterday. I'll know my split, what I'm doing for the week. So this week I went Monday, I trained legs, Tuesday, chest and back, Wednesday, arms. Doesn't matter. And then Thursday? Hang on. Sorry.
But you've got a routine. You've got a schedule.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Right. So just say, for instance, I went, I done legs Monday.
Yeah.
Chest and back Tuesday. Wednesday, arms. I sort of done something, but anyway, Friday I done shoulders.
Right.
So I've done that split. But what, and then I, so I know I'm doing, that's how I will do it over the week. I'll have a little day off there.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so split it up rather than.
True, but point being, and then, so I'm going shoulders, right? I've got it written down before I go because I've written down what I've done last time. And I will mix it up a bit, but I know I'm doing shoulder press. So one time I'll do dumbbells, another time I'll do barbells, another time I'll do a machine, depending where I'm training, because I move about a bit. Like I'm in Turkey now, for instance. And I'll do 1 minute interval. I always do 1 minute interval, 1 minute rest between sets on the dots. So I'll time it.
Yeah.
So I know I'm not drifting off, and I know my, and it well helps my cardio, and I know my strength. Because if I left it 2 minutes, I'm going to be stronger. I don't want to be in there long anyway. But I know it's quite precise, basically. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
So I will do. So I do shoulder press with a dumbbell. I do four sets of that 1 minute interval. So I'll do the first set. I'll write down the weights. So I'm using, just as an example, 10 kilo weights. I do more than that. I'm just using an example. 10 kilo weights. And I aim for 8 to 12 reps per exercise. So when I get to 12 reps, then I'll go up a weight. So that's how I build it. So, and I'm trying to get 8 to 12 reps each.
Okay.
So then I'll go up a weight and I might do 8 to 10 on the next heavier weight. And then I'm gradually getting strong. When I get to 12 reps, then I'll go up again and build it
so
like that. Right?
Basically, so just so you've got like a schedule that you stick to and an aim to.
And
to
a plan.
Go.
And it's written down and I execute. So basically, my point being, I used to go in the gym. I can make progress that way as well, right? So I've written it all down, and then so I copy and paste the last week's one, and then I put it on. Say I'm going gym tomorrow. I'm not going gym today. I'm going gym tomorrow, and I will do my. Say I'm doing my shoulders again, just for an argument's sake. So I copy and paste the last workout, and I look at it, and I go right. So I've done 10 kilos, and then. A set of 10, a set of 10, and a set of 10. Right, I'm going to try and do 11 reps this time.
Yeah.
So I know, and in my head, I can do it, and then that's how I'll get to 12. But what the point I was saying, back to about where you fall off the rank, so I might go there 1 week, and although I'm training regularly, and I'm eating well, and I'm resting, I'm doing everything, right, I will be weaker sometimes.
Yeah.
But you don't, that's part of the process. Like they say, the river never runs in a straight line, so you can't let it get you down. You might be a little bit disappointed. And like, or you might be a bit weaker for various reasons.
Yeah.
Like winter, so I'll be bulking up a bit. I'm eating a bit more now and stuff like that. So I'm going to get stronger and bigger. Well, I will do. It stands to reason.
It's yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think that's what gets to me. When there's a problem, when there's a day or week or whatever where I'm really quite, nothing's really going right for me, even though I'm trying. And then that's when I struggle, I think. Rather than going, right, this is part of the process, get on with it.
Yeah,
you can just go into a deep sort of.
I think it's for me. I find it easier this day to day stuff to plan it and execute it. It's just totally in your hands. Like I'm an actor, and like with this podcast, even we can go. We want to get to 30,000 listeners and like 100 patrons, but we can put the graft in, but that's out of our hands.
Yeah.
With the gym. That's totally in your hands, and
yeah.
Your diet is in your. Like my diet is. I'm going to eat like before. I was eating 4 meals a day. I'm eating 5 meals a day, but I know in the morning, I'm going to have like porridge with protein powder. Then I'm going to have, I might have mince with rice, or I might have. But I know it's going to be like mince chicken or like fish.
Right.
It's going to be one of them.
I love cooking. I love making. Yeah. Like, for me, the main part of the day is the meal. Is the meal that I'm cooking or I'm getting cooked for or something. But it's like it's always got. I don't know. Maybe I'll go a bit too extravagant. But I saw on. I was watching something the other day. This guy goes through the supermarkets and says how shit everything. He's like, "This is not good for you. This is not good for you. This is not good for you." And he just basically eats meat and eggs. And I think every day though, I like some chips. I like some chips.
Yeah, mate, listen, I'll tell you what, if you have chips, right, which I do sometimes, try and have, and it doesn't hurt to have a cheat meal. Now, it's what you eat 90% of the time, what you do 90% of the time. So if 90% of the week you're very healthy, that little 10%, you might have a beer and eat a fucking McDonald's or chocolate.
Beer's the worst for me.
That's not really going to that's not really going to hurt you. But as long as you're doing that 90% decent, and people say about, to eat a healthy diet is not hard, because like chicken, people like chicken's very high protein. I'm not talking about fucking KFC, like greasy shit and all that. Yeah. Like chicken, a lot of the meals we would eat anyway, like you like scrambled eggs or omelets, you like eggs,
Yeah, like eggs,
Very high in protein, very good for you after your training.
Yeah.
Salmon, lovely, very high in protein, very good for you. Tuna's a bit more basic, a bit cheaper. Very good for you again.
To be honest, like, I eat steak.
Most meats generally, but the better ones like steak, mince, and red meat, they're going to make you strong. They're healthy.
Yeah, yeah.
But and also, in time, you get to know your own body. Even you can watch all these things. Oh, you should train like this. You should eat this. But in time, and there's a lot of good stuff, and you will get tips.
Ultimately,
in time, you get to know your own body. So
I think that's
what I'll do as well. I might eat a lot, but I'll eat when it gets to the evening. I probably don't eat any carbs really. I might have carbs at 5 o'clock at the latest, because you don't burn them off. Or if you're eating too much protein, you don't burn it. So you don't want to be eating every late, because you don't burn it off. And then
I eat late.
So switch that up and eat. So, for instance, if I'm out and I go and get so I'm having Nando's for dinner, right? Mm. If I'm having it earlier, I'll have like half a chicken with spicy rice and peas, or I might have half a chicken with, I love the Perry chips.
Yeah.
But I'll have them earlier, because you're going to burn them off time the evening comes. But if I'm going in the evening, because you get two sides, don't you? So you get your chicken and two sides. So if I'm going in the evening, I'll have half a chicken with broccoli and peas.
I love the broccoli.
That's very light, and they're not heavy carbs, and you don't really need to burn them off. Do you know what I mean? So that's how that works. But because you're not, if your carbs are energy, basically, right?
Yeah.
So if you don't burn them off, they're going to store as fat. So eat all them things, or even if you eat a bit of shit, eat it earlier in the day, and then you'll burn it off. But if you're eating heavy late at night, you're not going to burn it off, and it's going to store as fat. That'll make a fucking massive difference if you switch that up.
I think for me, the biggest difference is the beer. I just need to stop drinking beer.
How often do you drink beer?
Every day. Easy.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Every day.
Just say to yourself, I'll just have it once a week, just to start with. Treat yourself. Another good one, I think, not just if you're training, in general, like, because a lot of people love a coffee. Love a coffee.
Coffee.
Today. Exactly. There you go, right? But, I mean, listen, I would never tell anyone what to do, but I guarantee you, especially when you're getting a bit older than that, if you just have your one coffee, don't, like, starve yourself a bit completely. Even though if you did, though, better. I have the odd coffee now and then, but if you went, I always say this, just try 1 week, or even one day if you're getting bad, just to try it, and you'll notice. Just drink water. All you drink is water for one day.
Okay.
Maybe I'll let you off. Have the one coffee in the morning, and then just drink water, and you fucking notice the difference. And the benefits, your skin will be better, you look younger, you feel great. I'm telling you, mate. And
that's a good challenge. Give that to our listeners. That's a challenge for everyone, me included. Take one day, just drink, maybe, like you say, have one coffee, but just drink water for the whole day and see if you feel better. Let us know.
For a week, or try it for 2 days, 3 days, and you'll notice a fucking big difference.
Yeah. Okay.
Big difference. I mean, after me, I'm on the vapes. I've got to keep these fucking.
Oh, no. People keep asking us, actually, how's the vape going? How's the vaping with the cigarettes? And it's like, do you know what I did the other day? I'll be honest. I was having a terrible day. I bought a packet of cigarettes. And
Were you still vaping?
Well, not with the cigarettes as well.
No, not at the same time. I mean, but in between.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're fucking addictive, these vapes.
They really are, yeah. Because you can just have them anywhere. But yeah, so I bought a packet of cigarettes and I felt immediately, like you say, like I felt immediately like, oh, God. And then I just sort of like, right, when they're gone, not buying anymore, which I haven't done. But yeah. I've just thought about that. I've just sort of realised, actually, that was one of the things start of the week, and that sort of set me up. And that's maybe I'm annoyed at myself. And then I let other things slip because I go, oh, I've already done that.
Yeah, you sort of throw the towel in, didn't you? But you must make that switch.
Yeah.
You must make that switch and realize that that always happens. Like a lot of people, some people will go, just as an example, go sober, like clean, cut it off. But a lot of people, sometimes it takes time. They'll give it up for like 3 months and they'll have a little setback. But then you get back on and you go, right, I've done 3 months. Let's try and do 4 months. What normally happens, you won't get to 4 months and go, right, I can have a beer now.
Yeah, yeah.
You'll probably go, because your body does adapt. I noticed this big time. When I got into training and sorted my diet out, it started rejecting, like...
Oh, really?
Like, if I would eat... I don't get me wrong, I don't mind the odd bit of chocolate and that now, but if I like, because I would eat, say I went and had a big kebab and then like a fucking ice cream, I'd end up being sick after.
Oh,
my
wow.
body would sort of reject it.
Like, so what is this sort of thing, yeah.
And I find what really helps, fruit. And even if you get them in like your supermarkets, I normally have these on the day. Little £1.25 pot, just like grapes and apples and pineapples. Pineapples are really good for you, because they help you digest protein. So if you're eating a high protein diet when you train, you notice you like farting and shitting a lot sometimes.
I am farting and shitting a lot.
So if you eat, I bet if you eat pineapples, that will cut that down. It helps your diet.
Ah, this right.
was a good training tip I got from an ex, I don't know if he's a pro bodybuilder, but it was at a top gym in London.
Yeah.
Years ago, this Yugoslavian geezer. It was Yugoslavia at the time. That's how long ago it was. And
I went there. I went as a kid.
Did you?
Yeah, yeah, it really did, yeah.
Good?
It was really nice, lovely place. And then the war happened. And I used to be in school saying, I went to Yugoslavia before the war. And they go, what, the World War One, World War Two? Anyway, different story. But yeah, I went there. It was nice.
Yeah, but he said the pineapple one. And also, I'll see somewhere else. Apparently, it makes your spunk taste better.
It does. I remember that. I went out with a girl once, and she was going on about how awful spunk tasted. And I made a point of drinking pineapple every single day.
Drinking?
You like drinking pineapple juice. Yeah, yeah.
Right. Pineapple's fucking lovely, though. Definitely my favourite fruit. Love a bit of pineapple.
Yeah?
What's your favourite fruit?
I don't really eat a lot of fruit, to be honest. Probably like berries, raspberries.
Because people sort of like, fruit.
Yeah.
But like, some of it's all right. And then when that's another one, like the water thing. If you eat fruit, I guarantee you, if you've got a fruit salad just for a week, eat one of them every day. You would not.
I was a bit of a fussy eater, though. I always have been a bit of a fussy eater. And I didn't. And like growing up, like my mum and dad didn't really eat fruit. So I never really had it in the house. I never was made to
Some
eat.
Of it's horrible. And that, I don't
like the crunch. Like an apple. It's like, I don't like that.
Yeah, no, with apples, you're better off cutting them into slices. That's what I mean. In the fruits, you get slices. Grapes are very nice as well.
I like strawberries. They're nice.
Yeah, good fruit, good solid fruit. I like pineapple. Yeah, my favourite. Not mad on the kiwi ones. Is it kiwis?
Don't fancy.
You know what? I can eat them though. Don't have melons or not. I'm not a big fan of melons.
Watermelon?
Nah,
not a fan.
Not a big fan. I could eat them, but I wouldn't go out of my way to. I'd rather just stick with the old.
Bananas. I like bananas.
Don't mind a banana now and then. They're a little bit high maintenance, though, aren't they?
High maintenance.
Yeah, you have to eat them. I mean, you have to eat all of them, but
yeah, but
fucking go all bruised and battered like they're fucking in a torture chamber.
But then I do remember actually, I went through a point of eating a banana a day when I was quite down, and it really did help. I remember thinking like I've got so much more energy.
I've read somewhere a lot of comedians have them before a gig. Apparently, they make you quite funny.
Really? What banana?
Something like that. Wow. Something in them.
No one's eating them where I'm going. No one's...
maybe we should have one before the show.
Yeah. Nice.
We better keep an eye on the time. We've got
it's all good. That's really interesting, mate. Really, really interesting.
I'm excited about old Lenny's
poetry
corner.
Oh, nice. Well, I'm... just quickly, just to end on that. Like, that's really helpful to me because, like, genuinely, I've been, like, really struggling to think, you're totally right. If I just try, and it's just putting that into practice. And if you are listening and you are feeling, maybe the same, or you're like Lenny, maybe you've got some tips, but if you are feeling the same, put it in the comments. Tell us how you're helping yourself. Tell us if you think, if the water challenge as well, try and drink, see if that helps, and let us know what your results are. The time is going. I've got a Ben's rant today, though.
By the way, I just wanted to say before you go, what I'll do in the morning. There's, do you know the film The Secret or the book The Secret?
Yeah.
They've got an app. I think it's free. And it has daily teachings. So First one in the it's like that positive thinking, law of attraction stuff. So I'll tap on that first thing in the morning, read that. It's the first thing you see.
That's good.
Or you could do some effort. Well, there's another one. I've got a book called Thought Conditioners, which is by Norman Vincent Peale, who is a legend. And every day, read a page of that, right?
Okay.
So I'll read you today's one quick, right?
Yeah, go on it.
Thought conditioner number 37. And it's a quote. This is a refreshing. Isaiah 28:1-2. That's a quote from the Bible, presume, right? So, and then he explained it underneath. So he says, these few words remind us of a spring of cool water because of their renewing quality. The frequent use of today's text has an invigorating effect. Sometimes after a busy day or even in the midst of exacting activities, stop and say these words over to yourself and note how they dissipate weariness and refresh the body, mind and spirit. The best method for using these words is to say them slowly, emphasizing their soft, quiet melody. At the same time, conceive of peace, rest and renewal as coming to you. It's like, this is a refreshing. This is a refreshing. I know it might sound ridiculous to people who don't do it, but all this stuff, instead of feeding yourself shit in your brain, you're doing stuff like that. And I guarantee you, in time, and you, all them like affirmations, that they do work.
Yeah. No, I think, I think you're right. I think you're right. Guess what I did this week?
Ooh.
I got cold.
Guess. Drew a picture of an umbrella with crayons.
I mean, I did do that, but it's amazing. What color was the umbrella?
Blue.
Jesus Christ. That's mental.
With a yellow handle.
Yes, it was. This is it. If you eat fruit, guys.
I'm good.
That is bloody good. But no, what I did was.
Yeah.
I got hold of the official What Doctors Have ADHD test. So when you go to the doctor, you say, I think I've got ADHD. He gives you this questionnaire, and that is the official one.
Okay.
And of course, I had it. So did my fiance. And I think that everyone would have it if they did the test. I think everyone would have it. If you went in there and did this questionnaire, pretty much everyone would get
a score. It's an ADHD world.
It is an ADHD world, yeah. And it annoyed me because I was just like, it was the same as the depression questionnaire. You know, if you go into the doctors, you're already feeling down, and if you go into the doctors, you're feeling very down to the point where you're like, okay, I've got to see a doctor. And then they give you a questionnaire, and some of the questions are, how sad do you feel? Well, obviously very, very sad. Or do you feel worse than you did a year ago? Yeah, I feel much worse. And then the problem is that after all this questionnaire, they go, yeah, here's some pills, and they're not going to do anything good for you. And I imagine the same with ADHD pills. Like, it doesn't seem to have helped anyone.
Yeah, I think a lot of his mindset, isn't it?
But it's just scary that you can go to the doctor, get this test, and I honestly reckon everyone would have it if they took it.
Feels a bit like, yeah, go on, fuck off. Yeah, here's your pills, go away.
Yeah.
When you think about it, it's mindset now, isn't it? I'm not discrediting the pills might help people and all that, and I'm not a qualified doctor, but
no.
I've lived a life and I've learned a few things and change the way you look at things, and mindset is fucking important.
I think
you've got to believe in, like, do you think these champions, they all believe in themselves?
Yeah,
and they've always done,
and I'm sure they've got the same issues as everyone else, like they're, yeah, but it's
we're all the same, but it's mindset. How you approach it.
Yeah,
and you see it when I've now got a girlfriend and I see things in her. And then I'll learn from her as well. I'm thinking, yeah, I like little bits of me. I mean, we'll go, you know, you're very, very gracious. And, oh, you've got, but you're gracious. Like, I've got a strong mind and all this sort of thing. I do that thing where I don't finish sentences.
HD.
But you're going, no, you've got a strong mind. That's good. But everyone has their weakness. And there's always room for improvement. We're always learning and growing every day. And you have to be aware of that. And so I can look at things she's done, or even yourself. Oh, yeah, I like the way you've done it. Like, you can learn from it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, I'm going to try and do that. And we can all help each other and lift each other up, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. Good stuff. Yeah. Mm. And that's what I was going to say just about the questionnaire. Like, I don't think the doctors know. I mean, they probably do know. I think it's just a quick way of getting through people. Like, yeah, here we go. Get along the Pfizer train.
Didn't they? They'd hold a picture up and go, what do you see here?
Yeah, yeah. And they go, oh, well, you've got...
a picture of a butterfly or something. You go, oh, yeah, I see the devil
raping a goat. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Exactly. We're running out of time. But I want to do quickly. This is a Ben's rant. It's quite a funny one. It's a weird one. So there's a bloke, Ben's rant. So there's a bloke that walks around when I'm in the pub, which I need to stop doing. But there's a bloke, but you get to watch. That's what I'm. Oh, do you know what? It's not the beer really. It's more the sitting there watching
people anyway, watching.
I love it. I'm an observer. But there's a guy that walks up and down Greenwich, right? And he looks a little bit strange. He's got like a big tash. He's got a strange hat on. He's got like a vest on. And then he's got these, these flesh colored pants.
Yeah.
And bear in mind, this guy is, he's got to be mid 80s. Like, okay. He's quite an older fella. He's got these really tight cream pants on, and you can see his little cock through the pants. And he's got his socks pulled up high. He's got these shoes on with a cane, and he waddles along. And everybody, when they see him, they piss themselves. They think it's the most funniest thing, and they're laughing. And then, so I was there yesterday, and I was looking, and he walked past, everyone's pissing himself, right? And then there's a girl at the bus stop. She's got short hair, dyed it blue, but it's a bit messy. She's got nose ring, she's got hairy legs, making point of showing everyone her hairy legs with shorts and stuff. And I'm thinking, no one's gonna laugh at, like, it's just as it's another thing, like just an individual doing their thing. But why is this guy so hilarious? And I imagine that, oh, look at him. And then this girl, you're like, oh no, good on her, she's so brave. And it really annoyed me. Double standards. Let's laugh at both of them, is what I'm saying.
Equality, please.
Let's laugh at both of them. It just annoyed me. Double standards.
Basically, what you're saying, if you see one of these like uber feminist type women with like hairy legs, if you don't laugh in their face, you're a bad person.
Yeah, basically, yeah. You need to point at them. Shout at some, don't shout really, at them, don't make them feel bad, but
ridicule them.
But you ridicule them as much as you can.
Make them feel bad in a more subtle way.
Yeah. And then if you see an old man and his cock's on show, give him a, you know, just equal it out a little bit. Maybe say, well done, mate, good on you. And then eventually we can get to a point where we can be all right with everything.
If he starts crying or anything, you see him about to top himself, say, this, if it's any consolation, I'm laughing the exact same amount at you.
Yeah.
Was at this woman with hairy legs and blue hair.
That, yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I hope that gives you some form of comfort.
Yeah. And speaking of equality, this is double Ben's rant, right? So I watched a McDonald's advert the other day, right?
Mm.
Now, I don't want to be one of those people that are like, oh, there's no white people in adverts anymore, but, well, there's not. And I was watching this advert, and so it's a council estate, right? And they're all women, right? And they all live on this council estate, and they're all like, oh, who wants a McDonald's? And then there's two lesbians, and they go, oh, we want a McDonald's. And the lesbians,
I'm in.
But the one that really got to me, I was like, okay, fair enough. Nobody there. It zooms to a construction worker in a crane, right? She's a Scottish woman. Right? When was the last time you walked past a construction site and there's, oh, hello there? No. You don't see a Scottish woman.
All the time. From my experience.
Fair enough.
Building sites, all it is Scottish women.
It's the world, not my world. Yeah.
Wolf whistling.
Oh, look at him down there. Very nice. Get your ass out.
Get your wee tadger out.
But Jess was like, okay, come on. Like, surely.
Show us your cock.
Yeah.
Show us your cock. Is that a good accent?
Yeah, it was good, yeah. But it just annoyed me, and I was thinking, if there's one part, could have been a black man, I wouldn't care. But a Scottish woman.
Would you, though?
I mean, I'd say if there was any part for a white working class man, it was that one. But hey, you know, it just really.
I went for one for an advert, which I won't name, and it was playing the role of a black cab driver, traditional Cockney role, and didn't get the part. See the part, and an Asian fella playing it with a little cheese cutter out on, giving it all the cheeky.
I think I've seen that one.
Yeah, I went
and
for
I think
that.
I knew the guy. I used to work with him at the London Dungeon. But yeah,
good luck to him.
Good luck to him. Typical good black cab driver.
Typical Cockney black cab driver.
Yeah. Nice. I mean, it's just annoying, isn't it? You think, come on.
Oh, that's great. Diversity, mate.
Diversity is a strength. Good. Great. Speaking of strengths,
would have got 10 grand for that.
Easy.
Robbed.
Laughing. But speaking of strengths, the strength of this podcast is the poetry. And now we've got Lenny's Poetry
Corner.
Nice. Lovely. Here we go. Where is it?
Let's find it.
Oh, just quickly as well, on our Patreon, we have now got a Discord, which you need to get on, Lenny.
What's the Discord?
So it's like one of these apps where you chat to people, but it's a bit like a forum, like a very specific channel of we talk about the podcast, we talk about what we've talked about on the podcast, and you go on there and you can join other members of the you got to be a one of the family member on Patreon, which is $9.50 a month. You can go on there and you can chat to other members, you can chat to us.
Brilliant.
You can share videos, share things. It's a great little thing to build a community. So if you go on to our Patreon, the link's all there, and we'll see.
Sign up for the Patreon, guys. We need the support. We need the support.
Please do.
Thank you. Well, we got a poem this week. I'm just going to reveal the title of the poem because they've titled it. It's called GB News.
Nice. It's very topical.
We're going to do a line each.
Yeah.
Shall I open?
You open.
Right. I like to hear different views.
Oh, sorry. I thought we were doing a paragraph each. Sorry, we normally do a paragraph. Let's do a paragraph each, yeah.
All right, then. Right, start again. GB News poem. I like to hear different views. That's why I watch GB News.
I actually think it is the best because it pisses off the left.
Your rhythm was a bit off then. I actually think it's the best because is off the left.
All right.
So start again. Third time lucky. Come on.
All right, third time lucky.
I like to hear different views. That's why I watch GB News.
I actually think it is the best because it pisses off the left.
You're always crying to shut it down. Just be quiet, you fucking clowns.
They speak the truth. They don't mess about. Trannies, illegal immigrants, you better watch out. I mean, this guy's very...
Lawrence Fox says the unimaginable. He said some woman was completely unshaggable.
He got in trouble and taken off air, but he stuck to his guns. He did not care.
Calvin Robinson waded in too, so he got sacked. Toodaloo.
Where does it end? I just don't know, but I'll keep on watching. It's my favourite show.
I love the presenters. They're great women and blokes. Up the GB News and fuck the woke.
Very nice. Lovely.
And that's from Dandruff in Dunstable.
Thanks, Dan. Dandruff, lovely. Very nice.
Nice one. Thank you, Dandruff.
He's obviously, you know, I mean, he's very
big fan.
Right wing, as you say, but good on him. I won't make assumptions, but, you know, he's very pro GB News, anti-woke, which is good stuff. Lovely.
Everyone's welcome on it.
Everyone's welcome. Come on in. If you're left, if you're right, best thing to do is if you're left
and you've got a counter poem, do send it in.
Please do send it in, yeah. Yeah,
We'll read it out just like we read out Dandruff's.
Of course we will. Yeah, of course we will. And also, if you get on the Discord, you can battle it out there.
Or just chat. Give some feedback. Or go on our socials, give some feedback if you're not on that.
That'd be lovely.
Write some comments in there. Which was your favourite parts of the show? yeah. some positive stuff. And,
yeah.
It helps us promote the show, doesn't it? Other people see it. So you're helping us out.
It's nice. It's good. And also, we want to hear from you. We're chatting to you. However, we want to hear
talk to ourselves, really, at the moment.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, good. Good stuff. Right. I think Holly has woken up and I need to.
Holly Willoughby.
What should I do today? I mean, I'll probably do the old. I think I'll open a cupboard and have it hit me in the face.
Brilliant.
I reckon that will.
She'll love that.
I'll cheer up. Well, best of luck with the recovery anyway, with the head.
Yeah.
It's looking good.
Pretty cool. I've got to put some cream on it in a minute.
Nice.
Can't really see the joint either. They joint it.
That's pretty good. Did you have to wrap it in cling film?
For the first hour.
Nice. Lovely. Well, good. Right, that's it. Thanks a lot for listening, guys. We'll see
Thanks
you next
a lot,
week.
Guys.
Thanks a lot.
Have a great day. We love
Have a
you.
Good one.
I was speaking to someone the other day and they said that a lot of people don't really know what Patreon is. They don't really. It's a new thing.
What?
If you don't know what Patreon is, look, it's a way that you can basically tip us for entertainment.
Work.
You can support us, but you get lots of stuff in return. So you might have heard of like buyusacoffee.com or something. So where you tip people for online stuff.
Services.
Well, it's like that. But with this, you get extra content. You get extended versions of the podcast. You get video versions. You get every week there's a Patreon exclusive episode. I mean, it's great.
And ultimately, we're doing a service. Can you pay us, please?
Yeah.
It costs us time and money. And we need a bit of support. It's just a little bit of gratitude. You know, like if you watch a busker or something, you give them a bit of dough. Someone comes round, decorates your house, you pay them.
Yeah.
This is, you know, we got to survive too. So any help you can get, we'd be very grateful.
Thank you very much, guys. Thank you.